I want to ask Dr. Lobo to present his case.
Actually, this case is probably in between. It's not adjuvant, but it's not stage four. It's an 80-year-old gentleman who actually I saw 2 weeks ago with a non-small cell adenocarcinoma, stage 3B. Plays golf every day, but he has a peripheral neuropathy since he's gone to Cleveland Clinic up in Ohio to see what exactly it is, but they can't find a reason, and it's non-reversible. So he also has a comorbidity of hypertension. The question I have is, what exactly would you offer him? Would you offer him radiation? Would you offer him chemotherapy? Or would you offer him...
He's a wet or dry 3B?
Dry.
Dry 3B.
N3 or T4?
No, it's a T3, but he's got contralateral disease.
So T3, N3.
Yeah.
And how bad is this neuropathy?
It's bad.
Bad. Grade 2,
pre-op? Grade 3.
Grade
2
3?
To 3, yeah.
So he's given up golf?
No, let's say he's grade 2, but he plays golf no matter what, but he takes pain medications throughout. He's taking pain medications every day, which has been prescribed to him.
Corey, how would you think through this?
That's case? A tough one. So basically, we can't give taxanes. I think you're giving us cogent reasons not to give cisplatin. Again, can still be neuropathic. So, and on the other hand, he's fairly fit, even though he's 80. We have very little data, unfortunately, for the elderly and locally advanced. Up until the early 90s, they didn't seem to do better with combined modality compared to RT alone, but both our retrospective analysis of 9410, which is the big phase 3 study, is going to be published soon in JCO, looking at concurrent versus sequential, showing a benefit for concurrent, and Steve Schilt's analysis of North Central data, again, looking at concurrent therapies, shows that the elderly will still benefit, particularly if they're fit enough to go on trial. So with all this pre-existing neuropathy, I would probably give this patient carbo at an AUC of 2 weekly during radiation. And you may not be aware of this, but there are phase 1 and phase 2 data looking at irinotecan with radiation. Hak Choi has done that. I was able to get up to a fairly modest dose, about 30 per meter squared weekly without interruption. We did it with cisplatin. Again, we couldn't get much beyond 40 per meter squared. So knowing all his pre-existing comorbidities, I would tailor a chemo regimen that won't exacerbate his pre-existing neuropathy or minimally exacerbate it. I'd probably give him additional chemo out back depending on how he tolerated concurrent. But the main treatment package is the concurrent therapy.
What kind of chemo out back?
I might continue carbo and irinotecan or gem carbo.
Vince?
I might have thought about it a little bit differently. I've never been convinced that the body of data for concurrent chemo rads really supports a superiority of carboplatin as opposed to, say, a sequential approach. I might have given this guy induction carbo-gem or induction carbo-pemetrexed and then definitive radiotherapy.
Carbo-pem is actually very good. I'm glad Vince brought that up. University of Chicago has done phase 1 testing of pem alone and then pem-carbo with radiation, showing safety and basically showing that you can get full dose in. One of the big complaints about Taxol carbo in this setting is that you weren't giving systemic doses. So you can pretty much get a carbo dose of 5 in at 3-week intervals, PEM in at 500 per meter squared every 3 weeks. Again, it's a select population. These are folks who were able to get onto phase 1. That might even be better than the initial carbo irinotecan recommendation. I would still give concurrent. I disagree with Vince. I think the data clearly support concurrent versus sequential.
They do, but with cisplatin. So we get into the, I mean, it's the carbophiles and the sisophiles, but you know, it's the same.
What are you thinking you might want to do?
I actually proposed to him already. I'm going to start him at carbo AUC of 2 with radiation. The reason why I didn't do an induction regimen is because his platelet count's about 120,000. So I figured that, you know, to give him the carbo gem up front would not be a thing. And then if I can, I'd consolidate him with carbo-gem, but I wouldn't know where exactly I would fit.
Be careful with gem in this setting. There is a radiation recall, and
I
worry about that with PEM as well, but that seems to be less operative with non-gem containing
combos. The problem is none of the studies usually fit these 80-year-olds. And actually on Friday, I saw a 93-year-old lady who was actually driving who probably has lung cancer. So, I mean, she was driving this week and actually presented to the ER because of memory failures. So it's a little different when I present to these patients.
She had brain mets?
Yeah, she did.